You're listening to SBS News.
For those that thought last year was sweatier than usual, the science backs that up. EU scientists are reporting that last year was the world's fifth hottest on record, while levels of planet-warming carbon dioxide and methane in the atmosphere hit new highs in 2021. In a new report, the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service says that the last 7 years were the world's hottest by a clear margin in records dating back to 1850, and the average global temperature in 2021 was 1.1 to 1.2 degrees above 1850 to 1900 levels. Richard Betts, head of climate impact research at the Met Office and Exeter University, had a closer look at the findings.
So that data set is one of several data sets monitoring global temperature, and they all agree that the world has warmed over the last century. And they all generally agree that the last few years have been the hottest on record. There might be some nuances for individual years because different data sets use different methods for constructing their average. But it's very clear the last few years have been the hottest on record. And the important thing from this report is that the last 7 years in particular are very substantially warmer than anything previously seen.
Many countries around the world have been affected by weather disasters linked to global warming in recent years. These include record-shattering wildfires across Australia and Siberia, a once-in-1,000-years heatwave in North America, and extreme rainfall that caused massive flooding in Asia, Africa, the US and Europe. Senior scientist at Copernicus Climate Service, Freya Van Bork, says events like these are likely to increase.
In a warming climate, we are expecting to see more and more frequent, heat waves or more intense heat waves. And also there is already observational evidence that in Europe, due to the warming that's taken place already, heat waves have already become more intense. So the heat wave of last summer fits into that picture, but as Copernicus, we have not done attribution studies of this yet.
Scientists at Copernicus also found for the second year in a row, the growth rate of methane in the atmosphere was twice the normal level, reaching an annual record. Methane levels, a particularly potent greenhouse gas, have jumped in the last 2 years, but the reasons why are not fully understood. Emissions of methane range from oil and gas production and farming to natural sources like wetlands. Vincent Henry Puch is the director of the Copernicus Atmosphere Monitoring Service.
Yes, the growth rate, so that is the increase in 1 year of the methane concentration in the atmosphere, is double of what we would have expected. So that's a worry because methane is a very important greenhouse gas. And that's a worry because we don't understand exactly what's going on.
Researchers say reducing the amount of methane seeping into the air would quickly translate into a slowdown of rising temperatures. At the COP26 climate summit last year, around 100 nations joined an initiative to cut methane emissions by at least 30% this decade. Noticeably absent was China. The oil and gas industry has the biggest potential for rapid reductions, especially through the detection and repair of gas leaks during production and transport. Richard Betts from Exeter University says the world needs to prepare for changing climate patterns.
There's two ways in which we need to respond to climate change urgently. One is that we need to reduce our emissions of greenhouse gases to stop the buildup in the atmosphere. The other is that we now need to prepare more for extreme weather and adapt to the climate change that we've already put in place. Climate change is now happening. We're seeing more extreme weather of many types. We're not prepared for those increased severity and extremity of extreme weather, so we need to be better prepared.
However, the La Niña oceanic and atmospheric phenomenon is currently cooling the planet, but Mr. Betts says this is unlikely to last.
Currently, we're in what's called a La Niña phase, which is kind of a cool phase of the El Niño cycle. So That's why last year was not the hottest on record, even though CO2 is higher than ever. Last year was not the hottest on record because the world was slightly cooled naturally because of La Nina. But this will go away. The important thing is to look at the long-term trends, and the last few years have clearly been warmer than before.
Countries committed under the 2015 Paris Agreement to try to limit global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius, the level scientists say would avoid its worst impacts. That would require emissions to roughly halve by 2030, but so far they have charged higher. A pledge to shift away from coal signed by 40 countries did not receive Australia's support at the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow last year. And along with Russia, China and India, Australia did not join the more than 100 countries that signed a pledge to reduce methane emissions by 30% by 2030. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.